Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us again on LIT's summer podcast series, Inside Knowledge. I'm your host, Thea. Our third guest in the series is Jens Schadendorf. He's an economist, author, and keynote speaker on topics related to diversity and inclusion, corporate social responsibility, and leadership. Jens is also the author of Game Changer, How the LGBT plus community and their allies are changing the global economy. Today, we will discuss how the war in Ukraine is affecting the LGBT plus community in Eastern Europe. Please note that Jens is joining us from Mongolia, where he doesn't have a perfect connection and the quality of our talk might not be great at times. Thank you very much, Jens, for joining me today for this summer series that we are doing this August. So, firstly, I want to speak with you about the war in Ukraine. And of course, this terrible thing is affecting the lives of many people at the moment in the whole world, but mainly in Eastern Europe. So could you tell us how the war is affecting the rights of the LGBT plus community in Eastern Europe?
Well, of course, this war of Russia against Ukraine is a horror. It's terrible. And I think we all condemn it profoundly. So as far as LGBT people are concerned, of course, for many members of the LGBT community in Eastern European or Central and Eastern European countries, life was not easy before the war already. Of course, there are major differences, but I think many of us know that, especially in Hungary and Poland, things, at least at the countryside, were difficult for LGBT, but sometimes dangerous because of the policy of the respective very conservative governments. But of course, because of the war, a major constant has changed. And I think what we are seeing now, we are in a kind of a new era. I think we are all sensing this. There is this energy crisis coming up. There's even a food crisis coming up. And it, of course, what is at stake when there is war? It's human lives in general. I think we must not forget when we are talking about LGBT lives, it's about all lives. It's about all human lives affected. But I think what is important with respect to your question is I think what is realistic to expect is that we very soon may have a new Iron Curtain. On the one hand, there will be the more or less open democratic societies, democracies, with a market-oriented constitution of the economic order, with press freedom, media freedom, human rights more or less, at least in principle, a democracy, as I was saying, etc. On the other hand, on the other side, there will be autocratic or even dictatorian governments with a kind of state-governed or oligarchic structures like in China and in Russia and Belarus, etc. And of course, this has a major impact. And if we look at what companies are doing, that's your question. So what companies can do as well. Now, what is happening if we are now having this growing divide between A and B, I've just described. So democracies, market economies on the one hand, and dictatorial, autocratic, and sort of controlled market or oligarchic steered economies. Of course, there is now a danger because we are facing a severe economic crisis. In fact, we're already in this severe economic crisis that companies say, well, we have to look at our budgets. We keep our money and we look in our budgets where we can cut money. And then perhaps they can say, well, we can cut money at the diversity and inclusion engagements in general, but perhaps especially in those countries where we are with our activity was a bit less present than, for instance, in the Western countries. And I think that's a mistake. That's a major mistake. So this is very important to realize, because now there is a moment of time where companies may be tempted to reduce their engagement because of the economic crisis. But on the other hand, that's my argument, my strong argument. It's better to invest now more and to invest more in safe spaces for LGBT people in their own offices. Of course, because that's the right to do from the ethical point of view, but also in their own economic interest. Because markets are getting, so the world is getting smaller from the market side, but all the talent market side is getting smaller. My pledge is for the companies do more in that respect instead of doing less.
Absolutely. I think more business leaders listen to your tips. I think that would be, of course, as you said, beneficial for them economically, and also would be the right thing to do. So thank you very much for your insights, Jens.